Welcome to this wonderful class of Less Intense and More Magic. So, to get yourself ready, just unleash your clothing, everything that restrains you, that holds you in, that holds you up, that holds you back, anything that restrains you. Your bra can go. If it never has yet, do it and notice how much better you can breathe. Anything else that's tight, loosen it, let it go. And you'll need a tennis ball or a golf ball or a cricket ball or an exercise ball the size of an orange. So if you've got that, if you've unleashed everything, we can get ready to go. Less intense and more magic. We've often been taught or enjoyed an intense class where we can really feel into our body. However, if we back off that intense stretch, that intense pull, that intensity, dropping back a little, we can really feel and allow the underlying and sometimes secret feelings and movements. We're going to slow down and be grounded. And this really does give us a lot more energy and more feeling of being safe and secure. Slowing down and coming to ourselves. That's what this practice is all about. And see how it suits you. Slow down and feel the magic. So standing on your mat, hands together at Namaste to honour yourself and your practice. And then simply just drop forward, a folding forward bend, and feel where you are. No striving, just observing, no pushing. Don't be frightened of the silences in this class. They are for you. And you can listen more carefully when I'm not chattering on. So you're just folding and then lift yourself up to standing and have your ball and have it under your right foot. So gently massage the ball of your right foot. Massage the sole of your right foot with the ball. Massage underneath your toes, the ball of your foot, the middle of the foot. Keep the toes horizontal, extended straight out from the foot. Don't curl them. Put your weight on the right foot. And slowly and gently and methodically massage the foot. The inner edge and the outer edge and the toes. You might find that certain areas are painful. Don't assault them brutally. Gently massage around the periphery. And come back only when the foot permits it. It's as though you're inking the sole of your right foot. As though your tennis ball is full of ink and you're trying to make the sole of your right foot full of ink also, full of the colour. And then just let the ball go and just stand up and see what you can feel. Just see what you can feel. This really, it really releases a bad back. We're giving ourselves a reflexology treatment here. And then do the left foot. So sometimes if you have a bad back, to release the muscles in your back, you need to treat another part of the body, not just simply the back, because all the muscles are connected. And sometimes it has to come from somewhere else. So this is a great thing for anybody that has tight back muscles. And then come up. How does it feel? And then drop forward. And see if it feels level now. Come back up, stand. How do you feel? Bring your hands into Namaste. And then breathe in. Take your arms up and wide and open. And breathe out. Fold forward again. Breathe in. Lift your heart. Lift your head. And breathe out. Fold in. Breathe in slowly. And up. And open your arms wide and breathe out back to Namaste. Again, breathe in and open. Greet the sun. Draw in the sun energy. Breathe out. Go down. Breathe in. And breathe out. Fold in. Breathe in to the sun energy. And do some sun salutations or half sun salutations or just simply opening up to the sun and coming back down again. And just stay with that just for a minute. Just open to the sun and feel the sun energy coming in. And then bring your hands back and to your thighs. And then simply lift your arms. Let them float up on the in-breath. And let them float down on the out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Let everything relax. It is your job to see what everything else is doing in your body as you breath. Don't worry about filling your lungs or exhaling everything. Just breathe. Just simply enjoy it. And then just bring your arms up to shoulder height and down. So it's a bit longer breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And then bring the right arm up as you breathe in. As you breathe out, take that arm down and the left arm up as you breathe out. So it's a cross crawl breath. And then bring your arms to shoulder height. Keeping your head very still and facing forward, just take your arms from side to side, both together, side to side, one side and then the other. And then they can go up and they can go down. And this is really energizing your spine. Can you feel it? Listen to it, feel it. Side to side. Keep your head very still. Don't let your head go with it. Then bring your arms down. Take your feet about the width of your mat and your arms by the side and just slide your arm down one side and then slide the arm down the other side. Slide, slide and feel your side just opening. Don't make it too intense because you'll feel more if it's just gentle, side to side. Notice all the other areas of your body, your face, as well as your side to side. Notice everything. Notice your breath. Side to side. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Come back up to standing. Just take a moment here. Just take a moment. What do you feel? Do you feel the ground? Do you feel the balance? Do you feel the weight? Do you feel your breath? Take a moment. What do you feel? And then can you lie down on your back? With your clothing all released, anything that restrains your body. And lying down flat on your back on the floor. Your arms are alongside the body. The palms are turned upwards towards the ceiling. And the feet falling where they will. Let the silence settle in. It will be easier if you close your eyes. Maybe you're not very comfortable. Be patient. Don't change everything. Just observe. What are the points of contact between your body and the floor? Can you feel yourself against the floor, and how do you feel? Your heels, one heel with respect to the other. Your calves, your buttocks, your pelvic bones, your sacrum, your back. How many vertebrae are touching your back? How many vertebrae are touching the floor? One shoulder blade, the other shoulder blade. And the shoulder blades with respect to the spinal column, with respect to each other. Your shoulders, do you feel the distance with respect to the ground? And your head, do you really feel its weight, its point of contact with the floor? Or is it supported by your neck? Pay attention to your jaws if they're clenched. Try to unclench them by spreading your tongue out. Let your tongue occupy all the space in your mouth. Don't do anything. Let yourself breathe. Learn to recognize and to respect the personal tempo of your body and give it time to discover the new sensations it might have been looking for. If you rush, if you force yourself, if you sweat with exertion, you'll prevent yourself from hearing your body. The work we do here is delicate and precise. It's up to your body to rediscover its own personal respiratory rhythm, but it's up to you to listen. Bring your knees in gently and slowly, both of them, and feel as they come in. Then one leg stretches out on the floor and the other leg is in the air. And look, observe, feel your toes, your ankles, and push your heel away and push your toes away and turn your ankle and work with your ankle. Open your feet, curl your toes. Do it slowly. Do it slowly. Do it slowly and feel. Bend your knee in, straighten your leg out. Bend your knee, straighten your leg out. Knee. It's like a kicking action, but it's not so aggressive as that. Just and stretch the leg out again, or not stretch, just let the leg go into the air and turn the leg at the hip. Not big. Can you do gentle, small, subtle circles? Do the knee again. Do the ankle again. And then bring the leg down to the floor and feel the difference in the sides, in the legs. That's the important thing. Feel the difference. Then we know that something's happening. And then do the other one. So the leg goes into the air, we turn the ankle, we squeeze the foot in and out, we stretch the heel up, stretch the toes up, slowly, not intensely. Go gently and feel the subtleties. And then the knee is kicking in and out, kicking up and down. And then you're turning in your hip, but small, subtle, gentle circles. Can you feel in there? Kick your knee. Do your ankles, your toes, squeeze in, squeeze out. And the legs down, so they're both on the floor. And the feet are just falling out where they want to be. And then bring both knees in gently and feel the insides of you with each breath. Listen for subtle sounds, digestive sounds. It's all going on inside, and wind. Let it go, because it's very often trapped, and we're allowing for it to let go. You're on your own, so you can. Sounds, if you hear sounds, it's great. Listen. And then opening your feet again. Cycle. But with your feet open. The soles of your feet open and your toes open. And not hurrying, because we're not going anywhere. Cycle, and see how it feels. And then do opposites. So opposite hand is going to opposite knee. Don't make it big. Don't make it intense. You back can stay on the floor and you can just touch your opposite knee and feel the material of your leggings or your body. Just opposites. So feel. Watch the other parts of your body, your face, your chest and your shoulders. And rest. And your shoulders are on your floor, on the floor, the hands to the shoulders. And just roll your shoulders. Your hands are on your shoulders. And with your elbows, roll your shoulders. And out, round and round, and out and out. And then one arm goes up in the air and just drop it back into your shoulders nest and do little rotations. Again, little rotations. And what are the other parts of your body doing? Is the hand relaxed or tight? What are your legs doing? What's your face doing? Are they scrunched up? Can you feel your breath at the same time? What's it doing? And then that arm comes down. Feel. And then the other arm goes up. Little, subtle, gentle circles. Can you feel it? And then bring the arm down. And then can you come to sitting? Sitting, just sit for a moment. Just sit for a moment. And then take your legs wide. And then we call it windscreen wiper feet. So you're just dropping your feet in and out, and it's right up into your hips. Can you feel it in your hips? In and out. Feet point into the centre and drop out. And then can your legs go a little bit wider? Put your right elbow against your right knee. And you can support your head on your right hand. And then we're going to lift the left arm up and over towards the right toes. So here we are massaging the liver, and we're creating an opening for the breath to clean the left side. Can you? It's not desperately intense. You don't have to get your head to your leg. You're just going open and feel. feel. Feel your breath. And just be here. Just be here. Feeling. Feeling. Now your left buttock will have popped up. Just gently see if it'll go down without any force. Just notice. Listen for sounds. And then come up back to the middle. Can you feel the difference in your sides? Consider this. Feel your breath. A nice breath in. You're not having to do anything, you're just feeling it come in and go out. And then do the other side. So the left elbow goes against the left knee. Support your head in your hand. Take your right arm up over your head and pointing to your left toes. And again, just feel. And then come back to the middle. Come to the centre. And then just fold yourself forward. The lovely back that you relax, just let it relax. The lovely breath that you can feel, feel it. And then just come back and make your way to all fours. Just gently be in all fours. Make sure your knees are comfortable. Just be on all fours. Let your head relax. And you can let your belly relax. Feel your breath. And all we're going to do here is just lean forward and come back. So as we come back, we almost touched the pose of the child, but not completely. We're just pausing there to see how it feels. And as we come forward, we almost touch a cobra. So it's as though we're going, almost being pulled by a magnet, but it's not clicking. And the cobra paws where you feel it and wriggle into it, mindfully wriggle. Ooh, it's nice. Wriggle, feel. It's not a cobra, it's just a movement. Forward and back. What's your breath doing with this? Doesn't matter. Notice any irregularities in your breath and pay attention. There might be a sighing out. An out breath a bit longer. What else do you notice? Sink into a cobra. Sink, feel, wriggle mindfully. Feel what it is. Notice if it's intense. And can you just back off to feel the underlying feelings? It's not got to be a huge cobra. Feel. Feel your pubic bone on the floor. Feel your face. Is it tight? Feel the opening in the front of your body. Feel your back. Don't let it scrunch. Listen. 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 Taking your time, sink back into a pose of the child. Using any sort of prop that you might want, a block between your heels and your bottom. Let your breath spread out in your back. You're still grounded. Your face is relaxed. Is it? Feel your breathing, not your intense stretch. If it's uncomfortable, lie on your front. Be here in pose of the child, or whatever you're in. And then come up to all fours, and bring your right foot forward, a lovely grounded foot, feel it, and then take your right arm up into the air, feel your breathing, and not the intense stretch, go deeper than that. And then change and take your left arm up. And then bring both knees together. You're on all fours, stay a moment. Bring your left foot up, grounded. Grounded. So you stabilize yourself first, and then your left arm goes up. What can you feel if you had to tell somebody what you were feeling? What would it be? And it might be, you know, some sort of mood that's popped itself up. And then bring your arm down and take the right arm up carefully. And bring that arm down. And either pose of the child or lying on your stomach, whichever suits you. And let the energy find its way through. Pay attention, don't go to sleep. Pay attention. And then can you curl in and go onto your back? And don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just go on your back. And then bend your knees. Feel your feet grounded on the floor. And take your right knee, your right leg, over your left leg. And then let your knees drop over to the left-hand side. And the job for this is to keep the right shoulder on the floor. So notice your right shoulder. Is it on the floor? Is it high? Let it, allow it to release onto the floor. Not forcing, allowing. Now you might have to move. You might have to take your arm out to the side. You might have to do all sorts of things to let the right shoulder just melt into the floor. Can you do that? Because often here, our end goal is to get the knees over to the other side. We've still got a beautiful twist. It's happening. It's happening. So the right shoulder's on the floor. So the whole of the upper chest is opening. Just see that it is. Whatever you have to do, keep the right shoulder melted into the floor, releasing, allowing. And can you feel you breathing in the opposite side? Can you feel the internal twist? You'll only feel it if you're gentle. Uncurl yourself to the middle. Feel. Don't be rushing to the other side. That's what we often want to do. Just come into the middle. Feel. This is the important bit. This is the allowing. It's the allowing of the energy to come into the places that you've just squeezed. This is the important bit, and it's the hardest bit for a lot of us. And then go to the other side. Go to the other side. And the job is to melt the left shoulder to the floor. And then come back to the middle. So the arms are alongside your body. The palms are turned towards the ceiling. Your feet are falling where they will. And let your silence settle in. Easier if you close your eyes. Maybe you're not very comfortable. Be patient. Don't change everything. Just observe. What are the points of contact between your body and the floor? Do you feel yourself against the floor? And how do you feel? Your heels, one heel with respect to the other, your calves, your buttocks, your pelvic bones, your sacrum. How many vertebrae are touching the floor? How's your back touching the floor? Your shoulder blades with respect to the spinal column. With respect to one another. Your shoulders, do you feel their distance with respect to the ground? Your head, do you feel its weight, its point of contact with the floor? Lift Loosen your tongue from the roof of your mouth. Let your tongue spread. Let it occupy all the space in your mouth. And just let yourself breathe. Let silence and stillness descend. And then just cross your arms. And one hand is going under one armpit and the other hand is going under the other armpit, opposite armpits. And the thumbs are pointing upwards. This is peaceful heart breathing. And just let it do it. Just feel yourself, arms crossed. Peaceful heart breathing. and then let go. Observe your breath. Sometimes it sighs. Sometimes it disappears altogether. Sometimes it's big. Just observe. Just observe. And then sit up carefully, ever so carefully, and sit where you're comfortable. You can be on a chair or on the floor. Just notice. As you sit, feel your sitting bones. Are they level? Is one heavier than the other? Are your shoulders relaxed and down? Are they? Can you feel your breath? Is your head balanced gently on your shoulders? Is your face, how is it? And be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I be still and know that. Be still and know. Be still and be still. Be. Observe how you feel. Thank you for being here. Namaste.